Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer. This is The Good Life, coming to you live from the Odyssey KNSS Good Life Studio. I have a great wine of the week that would be perfect with something off the griddle, like something that has beef in it, like the prime fillets that I'm going to do on the griddle tonight. It's a Syrah from Mendocino Ridge in California from Drew Family Vineyards. I'll tell you about that later. And don't forget, all of the wines of the week come from Jacob Liquor Exchange. And if you're not on their email list, you won't get the weekly specials. And I'll tell you about some of those that you'll want to go by today and pick up at Jacob's on North Rock Road. Now, back to Stephen Raiklin, doctor of all barbecue and griddling. Now, the book we're talking about is Project Griddle, The Versatile Art of Grilling on a Flat Top. Steve, again, when I hark back to the introduction section where everything we've talked about, you've got pictures and instruction and even more than what we've done. Talk about this, the 10 lessons learned as a teppanyaki chef in training.
Yeah, well, that was kind of fun. Benihana, I'm sure you're familiar with Benihana, Japanese steak place. They have a program where you can train to be a Benihana chef for a day.
Oh, cool.
So I signed up for that, and the first thing I learned is, man, it is a lot tougher than it looks. They make it look effortless. Principle number one, organization. You need everything trimmed and prepped. You need all your equipment at griddle side. Number two, heat control. What they do at Benihana is the center of the griddle is the hottest, and the periphery is a little bit less hot. So you control the heat by moving back and forth from the hot spot to the cool spot. Meticulously clean. They use a scraper that it's almost looks like a razor blade. Cleanliness is next to godliness when it comes to griddling. Number four, oil generously. And they not only use vegetable oil, but sometimes they'll use they'll take a piece of steak fat and rub it over the surface of the griddle.
Huh.
And by the way, something I do, which I had actually never seen in another griddle book, is I'll take a chunk of 2-inch chunk of butter and pale it on a fork and use the butter for greasing the surface of the griddle. The idea here is to use a flavorful fat, right? So it might be sesame oil, it might be hazelnut oil, it might be olive oil, vegetable oil, sort of the workhouse. It might be butter, it might be duck fat. But you know, I'm always kind of thinking about how can I increase flavor? How can I add flavor?
Yeah. When I go to my favorite teppanyaki grill here right near the house, they seem to use an inordinate amount of butter, it looks like it's a seasoned butter. You know, it's not quite bright yellow. And they just, you know, for the veggies especially, they're just, man, it's just like, oh, my God.
And well, I'll tell you what's in that, because the recipe is also in the book. And it's basically creamed butter with soy sauce and garlic. And it's, you know, they use it on vegetables. They use it for cooking shrimp. It just makes everything taste better.
That's, boy, another the truth. Okay, so we've got mise en place. We've got everything set up, because that is really important. You've got all your tools that you're going to need for whatever you're cooking. What are some of the other things you learned past the getting the grill oiled and starting to cook?
Well, the importance of, use your spatula for flipping. One important thing is don't move the food too fast. And this is also true for grilling. You know, you put a fish fillet on the griddle and you think, oh, my God, it's going to stick. I better move it. Well, it will stick if you try and move it in the first 15 or 30 seconds. But if you leave it for a minute, 2 minutes, where it will cook, it will come back off the griddle, just like it will come back off the grill. So that is another important lesson. It's just the incredible versatility. And I'm thinking, if I were to go around the world, with griddling, you know, breakfast, a good old American breakfast. And then for lunch, you might do, a quesadilla from Mexico or a piadina from, Italy, desserts on the grill. I mean, most of us don't think of desserts on the grill, but I've got a peppered pineapple. It's spectacular. You flavor granulated sugar with freshly ground black pepper, brush the pineapple slices with melted butter, cook that in butter, not in oil, and I serve that with a mezcal-flavored whipped cream. So it's got, you know, smoke and smoke.
Oh, my goodness.
Super simple, you know, the four-ingredient recipe, but it's just the flavor's off the charts.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what just came to mind? I was thumbing through and looking at some of the tools. I have a heavy-duty burger press.
Yeah, a grill press is another useful item. Absolutely. And by the way, if you don't have a grill press, just take a cast iron skillet and place it on the food. Yeah.
What fun. And then the last number, item number 10 in the 10 lessons learned for your chef in training, have fun and don't forget to smile. And therein lies that thing that I think I've had the most fun with. I do all the work to have everything out. I wish I had a big roll around cart like they do in some of the teppanyaki grills. But, I have a roll around cart that I bring out there and have everything set up. But it's the fun of doing it and have people standing there watching and have a big cutting board and a great knife. And, you know, you're taking things off that can be cut up and tasted rather than, okay, we're working, and then we're transferring it to a plate, then we're going to go sit down. More casual, more stand around. It just seems like a great thing to do.
Well, it is fun. And, you know, by the way, just one little piece of advice or a request for your listeners. You know, when I was doing my training, I watched people sitting around that table and the chef is doing his performance and they were just staring at their cell phones, talking on their cell phones.
Oh, my God.
You know, please give the chef your attention and respect, because he's working hard and his job is to entertain you and your job's to be entertained.
There you go. I love it. Great section on breakfast. I love the section on Spain, of course, because that's where I got some of my best techniques and fun and best eating. And you touched on dessert, but let's talk about some of the other things. I think the seafood thing is probably one of the best tips you can offer. We were going to have fish tonight, and the only thing they had at Costco that my wife doesn't care for that much that would have been good on the griddle is cod. Beautiful white fish.
Absolutely, because it's a fragile fish, and it's really too fragile to grill. But on a griddle, it holds together, or sole, or flounder, any of those delicate fish are just perfect on a griddle.
What are some of the meat items, whether it be pork, lamb, beef, whatever, that you've had good luck with that people might not automatically think about as a path on the griddle?
Well, one are meatballs, for example, and, a meatball that's simmered in tomato sauce is good, but a meatball that's cooked until crisp and crunchy on the outside on a griddle is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Chicken breast grilled under a brick or a grill press, another great, you know, chicken breast, probably about the most boring piece of protein you could think of. But marinate it, cook it under a brick, it gets crusty on the outside. That is a really beautiful dish. Let's see, so many bacon rates are fantastic on the griddle. It's, you know, it's pretty hard to think of a food that's not. I mean, another dish I love to do on a griddle is a duck breast, right? Oh. Duck skin is full of fat, and it's messy to cook in your house. But if you're working on an outdoor griddle, you skewer the skin but not the meat. You render all that fat out on the griddle with the duck breast, and at the last minute you turn over and you sizzle the breast. So it's, you know, the griddle's actually better for doing many dishes than the grill is.
Oh, yeah, and we have a great selection of Mexican restaurants. And when we say Mexican, we're Mexican. We're not down in Oaxaca, central Mexico. These are Americanized Mexican restaurants. But one of the things they do that I think is really cool is they cut lengthwise large chicken breasts into thinner pieces. So they're more like a, let's call it a chicken cutlet. And then they like, and now Costco has it, fine cut, like strip loin steaks that are less than a quarter inch thick, you know, and, you know, you can take those and cook them whole and they cook really quick, or you can slice them and do fajitas.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And I mean, that's sort of a reset of thinking, because when it comes to steak, you know, I think we're preconditioned to kind of think of a nice, big, thick steak. But in fact, when you're griddling, thin is often beautiful, because thin you get the crusty sear on the outside. And it cooks, you know, it cooks quickly. A thick steak is not, in my opinion, is not, that's not the cut you want to cook on a griddle.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do one of those monster bone-in ribeyes, you know, on the grill.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
I've done lamb chops.
I got a great recipe for lamb. It's, I call it a finger burner lamb chop. It's a Western Chinese preparation, and it's seasoned very simply with three simple ingredients, and they are salt, ground cumin, and hot pepper flakes.
Nice.
And you put the lamb on a screaming hot griddle, and sear the lamb. They actually eat it medium to medium well. I just pick up the bones with my fingers, and that is a spectacular dish.
Oh, I love it. Oh, man, I'm looking at the clock, and the time's flying, as it always does when I get to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm so glad we had a chance to speak. It's really nice to reconnect.
Could you stay for just another minute after a short break?
You know, actually, I
you need to go.
Somebody waiting for me right now, but
okay.
It's such a pleasure to speak to you. It's
always.
You know, you've been a great friend over the years, and it's really nice to reconnect.
Well, I hope it's not too hot where you are, and you get outside and get some smoke on you.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Good talking to you, guys.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Some of the recipes. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll take a break, come back, we'll talk a little about that, then we'll do the wine of the week, okay? So, it is The Good Life. I am Guy Bauer. Man, you got to go to Jacob Liquor Exchange today. Today at 4 to 6, they're doing two chicks cocktails. These are canned cocktails, pretty fun and convenient. There's a Don Julio tequila tasting. What else? Saturday, Sugarlands wines, Blue Moon non-alcoholic and light Peroni beers, 2 to 4. A lot of fun things. And if you got the email, weekly email from Jacob, you'd know all this. And you'd see all the great sales. They're calling it Christmas in July. Very apropos. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.